MoneyWeb now on the money.
The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting now with Group Chief Executive from Afrocentric, Ahmed Bandekerb. Ahmed, appreciate the early morning. Results to end June saw revenue up 25.8%. HEPS normalized up 9.9%. You did see a decline in medical scheme membership as well as people downgrading their plans. In census, I suppose it's a perfect storm. I mean, unemployment, you know, at what, 34%, which has been increasing, means some people are exiting, and it's just very tough out there for the consumer.
Absolutely. Good morning, Simon. Thanks for having me on your show this morning. Yeah, you're absolutely right. But having said that, it's actually been better than expected. Mm. So what I mean by that is last year when we saw, you know, that fall of 2 million more unemployed people, at that point in time, we did not see the impact of that in our medical scheme membership, which tells us that that membership unemployment was actually at the lower income segment that did not have medical aid. We've fallen slightly on medical aid membership, and that's largely as a result of losing one client. It was Sasolmed, that used to be a client. We lost them, so that accounts for about 70,000 loss of members. And then lastly, we have, you know, what's traditionally referred to as the buy-downs. And that also has been not as bad as what we anticipated. We have had about 10,000 members buying down. Now, finally, to put it in context, that's out of a universe of 3.9 million.
I get your point on that. And I suppose, I mean, you know, I know from my household budget, you know, medical aid's almost the first item I put in every month. I don't want to not have it. And, you know, if I can avoid buying down, I'm going to stick with it. This is one of the top priorities in households across the country.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're seeing that trend as well.
You picked up some more services from government employees' medical scheme. You've already got that contract, but you're able to then also sort of add more to it. In other words, get more value, more income out of the services being offered. Is that one of those sort of incremental issues that you can sort of manage over time and to grow revenue streams?
Yeah, so GEMS actually has been one of our growing medical schemes in terms of the membership that they've had. So firstly, that's good news for us. Secondly, the contract that we secured again has been now for another 5 years. But as you rightly point out, it was managed care services plus some additional services as well. And that makes it a lot more meaningful for us going forward than what the previous 5 years was. And in addition to that, we also successful in securing the Polmed contract as well for another few years. So that leaves us with quite an exciting outlook over the next few years with certainty of income.
Your virtual care, which is a new product, I mean, telemedicine, the pandemic obviously has really brought this into the fore. But I mean, telemedicine is something which is you know, pandemic or not, this is going to be a large part of the future of healthcare locally and globally.
Simon, I believe passionately about this aspect of telemedicine and virtual care, and I'll tell you why. So yes, the pandemic has really helped to bring it to the fore. But if we really want to make a remarkable impact in the burden of disease of this country, which is, we've got a high burden of disease in this country, we need to figure out ways to make healthcare more accessible. And this technology of virtual consultations does make it more accessible. It takes it to the people that there's no reason why somebody cannot and should not consult with a doctor or a nurse, etc. It also helps tremendously to bring down the cost of healthcare because you can get the triage of services right. Consult first virtually with a nurse, then you can do a virtual consult with a doctor before you physically have to go see a doctor. It takes away the cost of public transport to get to a clinic, etc. It really is an answer for some of our challenges in the country.
That's actually more than I thought. I had assumed that this would be, for example, I live in, you know, a community outside Shlaban. I go to my clinic and perhaps the nurse there is able to patch me into an expert, a specialist. But you're actually saying I can do this from my home and make that even an easier and, as you point out, lower cost process for me.
Absolutely. So in our apps that we've launched and actually literally in the process of refreshing in the app stores, making it available for our members, virtual consultations are built in within that. So no further than a click a button away and you can be connected to a nurse or a doctor.
Last question. Your pharmacy direct business had a really, really good year, up 35% on the revenue, 35.2%. I mean, this is driven, I imagine, in large part by pandemic, but also you're saying, you know, just people, you mentioned vitamins, people want shopping more. And again, sort of installing that trend. People tried things under the pandemic we hadn't done before, and now they've become a way of life for us.
Simon, there's a few big things that have taken place in that business, actually. Number one, when the pandemic hit and people were doing home shopping, no longer did you want to go stand in the store to get your chronic medication. So people then signed up for our services to get the chronic medication delivered to their home or work. So that's seen a big increase. The GEMS business, the Department of Health CCMD program, where we deliver the antiretrovirals, that has seen a little bit of growth as well. And then, as you rightly point out, the multivitamin sales literally just shot through the roof because that was all that everybody was stocking up on and buying. And so we've seen a big spike in growth there. That was further exacerbated, Simon, that we launched our online store. So along with your chronic meds, you can go a few clicks away on our store and get your over-the-counter medicine or multivitamins delivered with your chronic medication as well. So the model is working exceptionally well for us. We're doing well in excess of 1 million scripts a month now that we're delivering to people's homes.
1 million a month. We'll leave it there. Ahmed Bandeko, Group Chief Executive, Afrocentric. Appreciate the time this morning, sir. The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.